Manual fire alarm button is a manual fire alarm device. After the alarm button is pressed, the alarm signal is sent to the fire alarm controller through the bus loop. The controller displays the position, code and annotation information of the alarm button, and sends out sound and light alarm signal. The alarm button should be set with a red start confirmation light. After pressing the alarm button, the start confirmation light should be lit and kept until the alarm state is reset. The manual fire alarm button with fire telephone jack can be connected to the special fire telephone system at the same time, which is convenient to contact with the fire center. The manual fire alarm button should be set in an obvious and easy to operate position. When the manual alarm button is mounted on the wall, the height between the bottom edge and the floor should be 1.3 to 1.5 meter, and there should be obvious signs. At least one manual fire alarm button shall be provided for each fire zone. The working distance from any location within a fire zone to the nearest manual fire alarm button should not be greater than 30 meters. The manual fire alarm button should be set in the evacuation passage or exit entrance. The manual fire alarm button set on the train shall be set at the entrance, exit and middle parts of each carriage. A telephone jack should be set where there is a manual fire alarm button or a hydrant button, and a manual fire alarm button with a telephone jack should be selected. The hydrant button should be set at the position where the hydrant is set. The hydrant button is usually set in the hydrant box. The hydrant button should be equipped with a red start confirmation light and a green answer confirmation light. After pressing the alarm button, the confirmation light should be lit. After the water pump starts and gives the feedback signal, the confirmation light should be lit and kept until the water pump stops working.